No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Friends of the Earth are calling for an immediate moratorium on data centre expansion as UCC research reveals impact of data centres on climate commitments. We're joined by Professor Hannah Daly, who is a Professor in Sustainable Energy at University College Cork and author of that report, and by Mike Beery, Chair of the UCD Governing Authority, former country head for Amazon Web Services. You're both very welcome. Hannah, to you first, just tell us what your report has found.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me on. Yeah, so the rise of artificial intelligence brings a huge new booming era of electricity demand growth. These things are these data centers training artificial intelligence models and ChatGPT and so on. They're huge electricity demand consumers. And the growth might only be limited by the ability of the physical network and new power generation capacity to accommodate them. Now, Ireland has become one of the global hubs for data centres. And what this report did was lay out the facts in terms of what that is doing to our energy demand and our greenhouse gas emissions and our fossil fuel use, both in the past and how it might evolve into the future. So I suppose the key finding here is that Ireland's electricity demand would, over the past decade, have basically been flat, would have been stable without data centres. But because of the extraordinary growth in data centre electricity demand, our electricity demand actually grew by around 25%, which was one of the fastest rates in the EU, while electricity demand in the EU fell by about 20%. Well, I'm not here to call for anything. I'm just an academic laying out facts. But what is clear is that the rise in electricity demand and natural gas consumption is threatening our carbon budgets. That we've all agreed on. I think everyone here listening to the show is concerned about climate change and doesn't want to see Ireland's status as a climate laggard continue. We really want to see a move away from imported fossil fuels and all of the insecurity that brings. Report shows that we're causing an increase in emissions that will make it more costly for other sectors to meet theirs.
Mike Beery, how about that? We're looking at potentially a 20 billion euro fine in 2030 if we don't get our emissions down. We just have we can't cope with this level of data.
Morning, Shane. I think the important thing to keep in mind in terms of when you talk about data centers is they're not an industry. They're an essential enabler to society and to the entire economy. So if we send a signal that says we don't want them anymore, industry will go elsewhere and data centers will be built elsewhere. The thing about data centers is they empower every aspect of our lives today. So whether it is you're banking on your app, whether it is paying your taxes on the revenue, whether it's checking your kids' homework that they submitted on time, whether it is watching a Netflix show on TV, all of that is empowered by data centers and the infrastructure of the cloud. If we say we're full and we don't want it, global investors will go elsewhere. And when we're ready to bring them back, when we say we've built out enough of sustainable renewable energy, they may not come back because they may be quite happy where they are. So the whole trick is to build. We're looking down the wrong end of the lens at this. We should be saying, how do we increase rapidly our ability to bring on offshore wind, large scale, sustainable renewable energy? And then the data centers will be powered by that as opposed to a pressure on the grid today.
Hannah, how about that? We're looking at this through the wrong end of the lens, that if we put up an Ireland is full sign for data, then we are going to deter foreign investment.
Well, I'm not here to debate the economic merits or the kind of any or the negative social consequences of data centers.
It is a relevant factor, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, we do face a choice here. You know, Ireland has chosen to base its really significant part of its economic model on global tech companies, which want to base their data centers here for various reasons. Now, Ireland's electricity grid, you know, the physics just won't allow any more electricity to be used, especially in the Greater Dublin area, where Dublin is one of the global hubs for data centers, and the electricity grid just simply can't take any more. And as a result, data centers are requesting connections to the natural gas network to overcome those local power system constraints. Now, natural gas is a fossil fuel, and producing energy on site with natural gas is a lot more polluting and energy intensive, less efficient than using electricity. What the evidence in this report shows as well is that data centers are growing far, far faster than they're bringing on new renewables, which means that, you know, since 2017, all of the growth in renewable wind energy generation has been matched by the growth in data center demand.
All right.
So it's just not possible to have both things,
Mike,
you know.
The grid can't take it.
The grid needs to be strengthened. There's no question, and we've missed a beat here as a country in the last 10 or 12 years in investing in the grid. There's no question, but we need to do several things at the same time. We need to be able to say, how do we activate the potential for massive offshore wind? The way we do that is we bring global investors who are willing to invest in the hard, expensive capital costs of doing that. And make sure we've got the right connections through our ports, through our planning process, and the grid. So it's a question: is Ireland serious about what it wants its future to be? And Hannah's right in terms of the future of AI and all of that. That is the future of commerce. That's the future of society. So we, at the moment, have first mover advantage because the companies came here. So we'll either squander that and lose out on what will happen in the future in terms of AI and the transformation of society, or we keep going and we rapidly fix things like the grid.
Just briefly, can we be smarter as well? I think I read about a data centre, was it in South Dublin, South County Dublin, that actually was able to heat homes and stuff as well. And can we be clever about how we do this?
Absolutely. And actually, that's my old organisation, and we were able to take the excess heat that comes off the back of the servers that sit in the data centre, pipe it out to a transfer station, and now hundreds of homes across Tala, as well as the municipal offices and the university there, are all heating and cooling their facilities based on the excess heat. And the other piece that's important in terms of data centers is that they are way more efficient than the old standalone on-premises devices or even your own laptop. Your laptop sits running quietly all night when you're not using it. In a data center, the servers are being optimized 24 hours a day. There's an incentive for the responsible data center providers to have the best possible technology using the least amount of electricity. So they're constantly investing in their kit to make sure they're efficient, they're well-networked, and they're being in use at all times.
Mike Beery, Chair of the UCD Governing Authority, former country head for Amazon Web Services, and Professor Hannah Daly from University College Cork. Thank you both for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.